Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Brian Connors, VP of Global Product Development and Lab Services at IBM. Welcome, Brian.
Hello, Allison. It's great to be here.
So, Brian, you've been on the show before. We talked back in 2013 about innovation from IBM. Why don't you tell us about the news that you guys are making today?
It is good to be back, first of all. Thank you very much. So what we're announcing today is a new line of computers and solutions based on the latest technology from Intel. We call this our M5 line of x86 servers, really focused on the data center. And the interesting part about this is we're really focused here on the data center, as I mentioned, around three key axes. One is security, two is efficiency, and three is reliability.
So when you take a look at that, let's talk about what you were able to deliver on these platforms on those three vectors. And why don't we just start with security and talk about the new capabilities that you're delivering to customers?
Yeah, so security obviously is very, very key in the data center. As you see what's happening with a lot of different malware, the ability to really trust the supplier and the vendor and the source and the pedigree of what's coming into these systems. So what we're launching here today is something we call Trusted Platform Assurance. That's one element. The other is enterprise data protection. But let me just touch on the Trusted Platform Assurance. It really looks at the entire creation of the product, specifically around the firmware and software that we have and we ship with our systems. It starts with our development process and how we actually develop our codes. We have TPM, Trusted Platform Module, on every one of our systems, typically two of them per system. What that allows us to do is actually bind the code that we've created to the system so someone can come along and replace our firmware with somebody else's. And then third, we have kind of a root of trust. We check as we boot the systems and bring the systems up to pass it off to the operating environment to ensure nowhere in that process did someone come in and contaminate or replace any form of code. And the whole overall program is called Trusted Platform Assurance. The second piece of it is our enterprise-class data protection. This really comes into self-encrypted drives. So we encrypt the drives. We have a key management system as well so that we can provide clients and customers with technology that can give them total data protection within their enterprise.
So when you take a look at this in terms of the key issues that your customers are facing, what has their response been to these new security capabilities?
Well, it's very good. There's obviously we're just coming out with it, but what we've been listening to customers for a while is really the province of the code, where things have come from. How can we help secure the platform itself? And as we go up and work with the open systems in the marketplace and work with ethical hacking and other ability and other agencies to look at how things are potentially contaminated, this provides a level of trust and confidence that they know where this is coming from, they know who's developed it, and they know that we've secured these systems for their environment that they're going into, which is mission critical in many, many cases.
Now let's change the tact and look at efficiency. You mentioned that this was another vector where you guys made some great strides.
Yeah, so this comes in a couple of elements. First of all, as we design these new M5 platforms, and there's six new platforms, ranging from our towers to our 1U, 2U racks to our NextScale systems. And it's important to talk about some of this around NextScale because of some of the technology we built in. But first of all, we've got dual fan zones, so we can actually be able to monitor the systems and perform cooling and power efficiency by managing the fan and the fan zones. We've got the ability to do active standby now on our systems with the power supply. So to actually provide power efficiency in a data center where it is not being used, but also then turn it on and become very active. And then our water cooling. So we introduced water cooling and our direct water cooling in our IDataPlex line of products. We're introducing it here now. We launched NextScale last year, And so with this new family of products in this launch, we're announcing and launching our direct water cooling for our next scale class of products. It will be available later this year, but these are going to be in the very high demand data centers, a lot of them in high-performance computing, but we see it even further beyond that. It's about 40% more efficient than air. So as new data centers are being created and fitted up for water, this has a tremendous opportunity to save power and increase efficiency. The final area, though, is around the performance. So with this new class of products, we have seen about 131% improvement in Java workloads. So time to results, time to get your job or get your results of your application in place. So Java by 131%. A typical virtualization workload has improved by 61%. And we're proud to say that we've actually been able to achieve a world record in a two-tier SAP benchmark by increasing over the previous family of 66%. So performance matters when you need to get results. And if you can become more efficient by performance, by improving the power on the power envelope, and as well as the overall data center footprint, that's going to provide more efficiency.
When you talk about the reliability of the platform, what kind of characteristics are delivered here that take the IBM systems to the next level?
Well, we've been known for a long time. IBM has been in a great position in how we engineer our systems. We've been consistently ranked number one in customer satisfaction by TBR. And most recently in an IITC survey, we were ranked number one in reliability. So the data is out there in the field, and we've been recognized in the market. What we've done in this new class of products, though, is we've improved our diagnostic capability. So, you know, as servicers look at the system, our new LightPath technology has more function, more capability, easier to read, faster to diagnose if there is a problem. We've also put redundancy in. So you'll see redundancy throughout the entire family of the products, a lot more consistency than we've had in the past with our M4 and predecessor. And so you need to hot swap fans, power supplies, or storage. It is all built in here to service, but also redundancy for uptime in the data center.
Brian, when you take a look at these new platforms, you've been at IBM for a while and know what kind of capabilities have been delivered over time. What makes this platform something that, you know, when you talk to customers, their eyes light up and they see that there's something, you know, changing in terms of the types of challenges that they have on their plates today?
Yeah, well, a lot of it comes, Allison, around the workload. So, you know, we've built this in. We've consistently evolved all of our platforms. You know, first of all, you know, I think if you look back over the last 12 to 18 months, we've refreshed our entire product line to everything new. This concludes kind of the last update to our platforms with all these new rack and tower systems. So everything over the last 12 to 18 months is now all brand new. What's more important, though, is we focused in these designs. If you look at our 3650 M5, which is really the workhorse in the industry, we can provide up to over 30 different configurations for this platform. So it's very flexible for clients who want to use and standardize in a 3650, but also want to use it for big data, for analytics, or for other workloads that they may have within their environment. They can use the same platform but configure it differently, as opposed to recertifying or creating or acquiring different types of platforms. And when you look at our NextScale platform, we've really taken this to another level. It's evolutionary. We have overlapped for the last 12 months our Dataplex class of products with our NextScale as we put more and more function in our very dense platforms. So NextScale now has many of the same features, if not more, than our Dataplex as we now start to move to the future around NextScale.
Brian, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on this important launch. Always wonderful to see the innovation that IBM is driving. For folks who want to find out more information about these products, where would you send them?
I would send them to IBM.com. And you'll see more and more as you look at the SystemX website on IBM.com. But everything will be laid out there.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Okay, thank you very much, Ellison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.